Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The high winds yesterday afternoon peeled the roof off a mobile home at 24 Viking Terrace. Police Chief Monty Nelson said no one was hurt, adding,
"Our officers responded to the scene, and we got a hold of management from Viking Terrace, or the owners, and there were people already there helping, like within minutes, aside from our officers."
Trees were reported down, including one on the 500 block of St. Olaf Avenue and another off Sumner, as well as many areas of Rice County. This morning, lightning took down a tree. A 100-year-old white pine tree was struck around 4:30 this morning on the 500 block of First Street West in Northfield. Luckily, no one was hurt and there was no damage to the house, but it's going to be a lot of cleanup. The Northfield City Council will decide on the preliminary levy tonight. Options start at 4.9% up to 9.86%. Once set, the levy can be lowered before the December deadline, but it cannot go up. There will be a public hearing on December 4th. They will also set prelim levies for the EDA and HRA. The recommendation is nearly a $50,000 increase for both of them. That's about 25%. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Mardig will be in studio at 7:20 tomorrow morning with a recap. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. in council chambers at City Hall and are streamed live online on the city's website. The Interim Community Development Director, Michael Erickson, will be formally approved this evening at the Northfield Council meeting. A meet-and-greet was held for him last night before a joint charter council meeting. We'll hear more from him tomorrow. And Youth in Government is a youth development program emphasizing the YMCA's four core values of caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Local student member Logan Wells explained they create a mock government.
So there's a legislature, and there's a court system, and there's a youth governor. So you get to be part of this and write a bill, or you get to be in a court and make arguments on a case or something. So it's a really cool program.
Anna Weber is chair of the State Steering Committee.
So I do a lot of administrative work. I'm really not in the public eye that much, but I really enjoy doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
She also serves on the State Board of Directors. YIG is mainly focused on state government. They take over Senate chambers for a weekend in January, just as legislators are getting underway. Informational meetings on youth and government are set this week. Tonight, it's at 7 o'clock at the Northfield High School. Tomorrow, there's a 7 p.m. meeting at the Northfield YMCA. And on Thursday, the 7 p.m. meeting will be held at Arcadia. Weber is interested in a career in education policy. Wells is very interested in being a campaign manager. News from around the state is next.